Blackstone Audio presents Stolen Lives by Jesse McKenzie. 1. October 14. Detective Constable Edmonds saw the running man just a half second before the unmarked car she was traveling in hit him. A slightly built man, dark-skinned and dark-clad, in a tight-fitting jersey and a beanie. He burst out of the shadows behind a flyover and sprinted straight across the A-12, fists pumping, head bowed against the gusting rain, splashing through the puddles on the tarmac as if he were running for his life.
"Look out!"
Edmonds shouted from the back seat, but Detective Sergeant McKay, who was driving, had seen the man too.
"Hang on, people!"
A shriek of brakes, and then the car reached the puddle of water that had pooled on the tarmac and went into a skid. Edmund's seatbelt yanked hard against her chest, squeezing the breath out of her, in spite of the regulation Kevlar vest she was wearing under her jacket. She grabbed the seat in front of her, and a moment later her hand was squashed into the padded fabric by the larger, tougher palm of bulky Sergeant Richards, who was also bracing for the crash. The car slewed sideways, and McKay swore as he fought for control. Through the spattered windscreen, Edmund saw the running man look, too late, in their direction. He flung out a hand in defense, and Edmund's heart leapt into her mouth when she heard a loud metallic thunk that seemed to shake the car. The man stumbled heavily and went down, sprawling onto his side. But before Edmonds could even conceptualize the thought, "Is he hurt?" he got up again and set off at a shaky jog. He scrambled over the crash barrier on the opposite side of the road and disappeared from sight. He didn't so much as glance behind him. The tires regained their purchase on the road, and McKay slowed to a stop. Jeez.